Powder River. Powder River, the further adventures of Britt McMasters, United States Marshal, and his son Chad in Wyoming Territory along the mighty Powder River. Starring Jerry Robbins as Britt McMasters, Derek Allerute as Chad McMasters, Diane Capen as Andy Dolan, Joseph Zamparelli Jr. as Sheriff Dawes, Diane Lind as Millie, Dennis Cordell as Clay Tucker, and Lincoln Clark as Doc.
Tonight's episode, Son of the Morning Star.
Come on! Just a little ways further, and we'll be out of the river.
The Indians are almost halfway across!
Don't talk! Swim!
Almost there. Come on, Thunder. You can do it. You can do it. No engines on this side. Hurry. We can get a good lead on them. Let's get out of here. Yeah, Thunder.
Yeehaw!
Where are we headed?
Over the hill yonder. Into the ravine. We need to get out of sight so we can change direction. It's the only chance we have of losing them.
We're almost over the rise. Can you see over the rise, kid?
Not yet. Almost there. Whoa, Thunder! No, whoa!
That ain't no rise, kid. That's the edge of a cliff.
A ravine. Must be 100-foot drop.
You almost went over it, kid.
Look! Here they come!
We have to jump it.
Jump it? You crazy? It's too wide.
Let's back up. We need a running start. Thunder! Hee-yah! You can do this, Abigail. Just kick aside, lean forward, and give it all you got. Yeah. Here we go.
Woo-ee! We made it.
We made it.
The engine stopped. Look.
Are they going to try to cross?
They're riding alongside the ravine. Gonna try to cross somewhere.
Let's keep riding. We'll lose them. Yeah.
Hold up there.
Whoa, boy. The gun stopped.
Yeah.
How far ahead of us do you think they were?
Half a mile, mile, not sure. But if the gun stopped, well...
It's possible the engine's caught her.
It's possible.
Sun's been down for almost an hour. I can hardly see the trail.
I can still see the tracks.
Well, your eyes are better than mine.
I guess.
When we do catch up to them, you'll have to figure out how to handle things. I don't think Chad will willingly come back with you.
Might not. Don't know, Doc.
Look, up ahead.
An army camp. Well, looks like we found them.
Where are we, anyway?
Near Lame Deer Creek, I think.
Picket guard, dead ahead.
I see him.
Who's that?
United States Marshal.
Ride in.
Evening.
Evening.
7th?
Yes, sir.
Where can I find the scouts?
Ain't no scouts left in camp.
Where's the general?
Straight ahead into the camp. Look for the guide on.
Much obliged.
Hey, Marshal. You ever chased after that Jesse James?
Not yet.
I see it. There.
Yep.
You think he'll tell you where he sent Chad?
Nope.
You think you can get it out of him?
Yep.
Can I help you, mister?
General Custer.
He expecting you?
Probably. Where is he?
The general is retired for the evening.
Well, then you're going to have to wake him up.
What's going on here? Oh. McMasters. Quite a ways from Claremont, aren't you?
Ain't I just full of surprises? Where's my son?
Come into my tent. Sergeant, that will be all.
General?
Have a seat.
Thank you.
Now, what can I do for you?
You know what you can do for me. You can point to that map on your table and tell me where you sent my son.
Now, how do you know I sent him anywhere?
I'm a real good tracker, General. You sent a patrol down a path that leads to my ranch, and they found my son there, and he rode off with them. Now, unless your men can take actions on their own, which I highly doubt, I would say they reported to you, and you sent him off scouting somewhere. Where?
Well, now, you're the expert tracker. Suppose you tell me.
Come sunup, I'll pick up the trail. And you can save me a whole lot of time and tell me now.
Do you know what is happening out here? Do you realize we are in the middle of an Indian uprising? Right now, I am on my way to meet up with General Terry, and we are going to put the Sioux and Cheyenne back on the reservations. Now, I need scouts for this. Your son volunteered, and you have to accept that fact.
I do not have to accept it. Don't talk to me about any uprising. Don't tell me you want to get the Sioux and Cheyenne back on the reservations. I know you, Custer. The Battle of Washita. You split your force into four sections and then rode off on your own and left them to fend for themselves without orders. Major Elliott and his entire command were decimated. After the battle, you claim a victory and never even bothered to find out what happened to Elliott's command.
They were found...
7 months later, mutilated and unburied. You couldn't wait to ride off and report on your victory to Sheridan. You split your force and then you left those men to die.
Every soldier risks being killed, Marshal.
You never even checked on them after the battle. And then you write a book about it. My life on the plains. Captain Benteen was with you that day. He calls your book My Lie on the Plains.
That is enough.
And then Benteen's daughter was dying at Fort Rice, and you refused him leave.
How dare you discuss these matters with me?
At Fort Wallace, you're supposed to provide an escort for a new unit arriving commanded by a shaved-tail lieutenant. Instead of waiting for them, you rode off to Colorado. A month later, their mutilated bodies are found at the spot they were to meet you at. Not one of them could be identified. 50 arrows in each man, faces hacked to bits, tortured by fire. And they were waiting for you!
Enough!
You were court-martialed for it! Only a friend saved your skin!
You forget yourself, sir! I am a general!
You egotistical blowhard! Where have you sent my son?
I'll have your badge. I'll have you ruined for this.
If my son dies out there for the likes of you, you won't be around long enough to ruin me.
A threat?
I don't make threats, General. I don't make threats. Let's go, Doc.
McMasters.
Yeah?
He should be in the area of the Tongue River, then onto the Rosebud.
Right in the thick of hostile territory.
I have my civilian brother and my 17-year-old nephew with me on this campaign. Injuns won't fight. They'll scatter just like they always do. There's a large camp out there somewhere, and your son and my Crow scouts will find it. They run into trouble, it will be small bands of rovers, easy to escape from.
The Injuns won't scatter this time, Custer. All the signs are there.
They always scatter. I just hope we can catch them all before they do.
They defied the U.S. government this time. They claim we broke the treaty. They'll fight. They won't scatter.
I will get them back onto the reservation.
Are you telling me you plan to use diplomacy, Custer? Let's go, Doc. Your Crow Scouts gave you a name. I read about it. Son of the Morning Star, who attacks at dawn.
That's right.
When you find that camp, Custer, you won't use any diplomacy. You'll attack at dawn. You'll send men right into the middle of it. You'll be planning your victory speech as they ride. And then you'll find out that you have the fight of your life on your hands. And this time you'll be the one who's abandoned. No one can hear your battle on the open plains. No one can hear your screams out there. No one can see you die out there. You go all alone.
I don't think so, McMasters.
We got some hard riding to do tonight, Doc. Safer to travel at night anyway, the deeper we get into hostile territory.
To the Tongue River?
And then the Rosebud. The way I see it, we should get there just as the morning star disappears. Sahara?
Yeah!
Golda?
Yeah!
Glad we found this spot. Good place to spend the night.
Yeah, we were lucky.
Do you think those Indians are still looking for us?
I don't think so. We would have seen them by now. Could be they didn't think we were important enough.
Fine with me.
Anyway, we made it to the Rosebud. I think we should stay here for a couple of hours, then move out.
Move out? Why so soon?
Safer that way. Engines don't travel at night. If we ride further, we can find a hiding spot at dawn and stay there until we can see how safe things are. Then we can either ride or wait till night.
The general often makes night marches, ma'am. Listen.
What?
Something in the river. Sounds like someone is crossing the river.
I hear it. And it's more than one horse.
They're swimming across.
Doran, get the rifles from the saddle holsters.
Right.
The Indians who were chasing us earlier?
That would be my guess.
Here.
All right. Miss Dubois, when we start fighting, you reload the pistols when I start using the carbine.
All right.
A nighttime attack. If that don't beat the Dutch. When you want to give it to them?
Only if they see us. If they just ride on by, all the better.
Well, just in case.
Yep.
Which way, Sheriff?
Not sure.
That ain't Injuns.
It's Sandy and Sheriff Dawes. Sheriff!
What?
Over there, by the rocks.
Chad?
It's us, Sandy. Never thought to see you out here.
Well, we came out looking for Abigail Dubois.
I'm here.
Well, I'll be. We heard the gunfire and thought the Indians caught up with you.
They did, but we lost them. Must have been 100. This here is Richard Dorn from Custer's command.
Evening.
Chad, does your pa know you're out here?
No.
What do you mean, no? What are you doing out here anyway?
Scouting.
Scouting?
For General Custer.
And you didn't tell your pa?
I asked him, but he said no.
We stumbled on his ranch by accident. And convinced him to ride with us. He wanted to anyway. He's 16.
How old are you?
25.
Another word about this and I'll knock you back to 23. You understand me, boy?
Yeah.
Now you get on your horse, Chad McMasters, and you too, Miss Dubois. We're gonna try and make Claremont before the sun comes up. If we're lucky, we'll make it.
I ain't going. I promised the general I would get information, and that's what I aim to do.
When I think of your pa going out in that blizzard, and us with him, to save your neck, and now you're just throwing your life away for some self-proclaimed hero you hardly even know, I'm starting to wonder if it was worth it.
Chad, where are you headed?
Yellowstone River, western end.
Any experienced tracker would tell you that there ain't nothing there.
Pa!
Britt!
We've been riding since...
Quiet.
You said there ain't nothing there?
That's what I said.
How do you...
Quiet.
How do you know that?
We left Custer's camp and picked up your trail. Easier than it should have been in the dark. On the way over here, I found another trail. With horses and walkers. Obviously a village on the move. We followed it.
What did you find?
Mount up and I'll take you there. And you can see for yourself. And you can report to General Custer.
All right.
You want us to ride with you?
It's your scalp. As much as I'd like to send the ladies back, I think it's safer to stay together. Let's ride. When the sun comes up, we're gonna be sitting ducks out there.
Gets cold out here at night.
Abigail, what were you thinking, riding off like that?
Oh, I'll say this much. I've seen enough Indians to write a first-hand, intelligent article for the Boston Mirror.
Almost five, Marshal. Gonna be light soon.
Yep.
What's that?
What?
Look. On the ground. Ahead of us. Hard to see it, so dark. Everything looked like blue shadows. On the ground. Bodies?
When we get a bit closer, you'll see.
Buffalo. Dead buffalo.
So many of them.
And all around them are pony tracks. We're on a warrior trail.
Oh, how horrible.
The Indians don't leave much. Not like the buffalo hunters who kill and just take the skins. Dawes, I'm taking Chad and Dorn up to those mountains. You stay below with the others. Keep the horses hidden best you can. We'll be back down just as the sun's coming up, and then we'll get out as fast as we can.
Shouldn't we all stay together?
No. Just the scouts are going up there.
All right.
Chad, Dorn, let's go.
So, we wait here? With the dead buffalo?
And the ghosts of the plains. Plenty of ghosts out here, I would imagine.
Warriors who attacked you earlier. They were the vanguard for the entire village.
The village?
They moved the village from the Tongue River to the Rosebud. This is a good lookout point. Got your field glasses?
Here, Pop.
You look straight ahead.
I don't see anything.
Let your eyes adjust.
Ground is moving. Ponies?
Yeah.
Looks like herds and herds and smoke.
How far?
Maybe 8 miles.
Can I see?
Here.
I ain't never seen so many. That smoke is coming from lodges. Must be near 500 of them. That would mean...
Over 1,000 warriors.
1,000?
That's the biggest camp I ever saw. But it ain't the only one.
What do you mean?
There's other trails, and these camps are all converging somewhere together. This camp moved from the Tongue River, and by the time you reach Custer and then he reaches General Terry and rides back here, this camp will be gone.
Marshal, that camp must be over a mile long. Do you think they're going to join another camp?
Yes.
That would mean 3,000 warriors, 6,000 warriors.
Yes. And if Custer thinks they'll scatter because he'll attack with 200 men, well...
But like you said, Custer can't attack until he joins Terry. And even then, Terry has to wait until he joins Crook and Gibbons. A three-pronged attack. That can't happen for at least 3 more weeks.
Well, this camp might move, but it will be easy to track. They want a fight. They ain't running away. Just consolidating and then wait.
Look at all those lodges.
You wanted adventure, Dorn. Looks like you got it.
Looks like.
Sun's coming up. We have to get out of here. I'm sure they'll have lookouts in the mountains and they'll spot us certain. Let's go.
Almost 10 a.m. and no feathered encounters.
Let's hope it stays that way.
Look! Down in that valley. Custer's company.
Yep. It is.
Whoa, Sahara.
Whoa, Thunder.
Chad?
Yeah, Pa?
You and Dorn ride down there and make your report.
All right.
I ain't gonna say anything about what's happened. What's done is done. I can't make you do what you don't want to do. You're grown up now. A lot can happen in a year, I guess. Cuss is going to ask you to continue scouting with him. I'll wait up here with the others. If I see you ride off with him, I'll accept that and head back to Claremont. If you decide to come back with me, we won't mention any of this again.
Thanks, Pa. Dorn?
Yeah, kid?
Let's go report.
Will he come back?
I don't know.
General, scouts ride again.
Company!
General?
Dorn?
Well, McMasters?
The sewer on the Rosebud.
The Rosebud? How many?
Big village. At least 500 lodges.
500?
1,000 warriors.
The village has been moving. They moved from the Tongue River to the Powder, and the trail shows other villages on the move as well. It appears they'll be consolidating in the area of the Rosebud.
Were you seen?
I don't believe so, General.
We will meet General Terry and apprise him of the information, and then ride towards the Rosebud. Good work, McMasters. Good work, Private Dorn.
Thank you, sir.
McMasters, I want you to ride back to the camp and keep an eye on it. Take 3 men with you and use them as messengers. I want to know when the camp moves and where it moves.
Yes, sir.
We'll get some glory out of this campaign yet.
What did you say?
Glory, Mr. McMasters. It's what we all live for. Now head out.
Glory? I can't.
What?
I can't go, General. Up on the ridge there, that's my pa. My pa found the camp. I didn't.
Doesn't matter. We know where the camp is now.
I ain't no Injun scout. Not yet, anyway. I rode right past that trail, never seen it. And, well, my pa needs me. And I ain't going.
Then you can stay behind with the women and old men. Dorn, return to the column.
Sir.
Seventh will advance! Ho!
Well, guess we'll say goodbye here, kid. We sure did have a time for ourselves out there. Getting chased by Injuns, jumping the ravine. Sure did have us an adventure.
Sure did.
And now you're leaving at the best part. Custer's gonna teach those Injuns a lesson.
Dorn, you shouldn't go. Become a messenger or something. Get away.
What?
You saw that village.
Kid, when Custer attacks it, we'll be with the morning star at dawn. Catch him napping. 1,000 or more? This is the 7th Cavalry. And once we meet with Reno and Benteen's company, and then join Terry, why, ain't nothing gonna stop us. We'll put an end to all this Injun trouble. It'll be something to tell my grandchildren about. Well, gotta go. You take care now, kid.
Bye.
Yeah! It'll be an adventure. I'm riding into history, kid.
Adventure will continue next time on Powder River, starring Jerry Robbins as Britt McMasters, Derek Allerud as Chad McMasters, Diane Capon as Sandy Dolan, Joseph Zamparelli Jr. as Sheriff Dawes, Diane Lind as Millie, Dennis Cordell as Clay Tucker, and Lincoln Clark as Doc. Tonight's guest stars were Tom Berry as General George Custer, Teresa Godling as Abigail Dubois, Peter Kondrick as Private Dorn, and yours truly as Sergeant Hughes. Powder River is written, produced, and directed by Jerry Robbins. Executive producer is Mark Vanderberg, and the music was by Jeffrey Gage. Be sure to visit us on the World Wide Web at colonialradio.com. Join us again next time as the adventure continues along the banks of the mighty Powder River. This is Bill Hammond speaking.